Welcome to The Economy and You, a 5-minute look at how developments in the local economy and financial field impact day-to-day life. The government has taken a decision to resume its net billing arrangement. We examine the significance of this initiative in today's program. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell recently announced that the government is to resume its net billing arrangement with the Jamaica Public Service, the JPS. For those not already in the know, the net billing system allows persons to utilize renewable energy sources to power their homes, such as solar panels and wind turbines, to sell excess power generated from their equipment to the JPS grid. The net billing system, introduced in 2012, forms part of measures the government is undertaking towards cleaner energy strategies, which will eventually reduce the island's energy bill. With the resumption of the service, Minister Paulwell is urging members of the public to take advantage of the initiative.
Those of you who are here who can encourage your parents to say to them, listen man, we're spending too much money to import oil. Let us help the government by putting in solar to provide electricity for us, but also to sell the additional amount to the grid.
In order to take advantage of the net billing system, energy vendors must obtain a license which currently allows them to sell the excess as available energy from intermittent renewable energy facilities up to 100 kilowatt hours. Minister Paulwell is urging all interested persons to begin the application process, adding that a large number of licenses have already been granted.
But I have issued so far over 300 licenses to enable Jamaicans who want to establish their facility to generate electricity, to be able to sell the excess amount that they generate to the grid. They get some money in their pocket from that investment that they're making.
Compensation for the energy exchanged between JPS and customers is determined via a net billing agreement, whereby the customer will pay the prevailing retail price for energy consumed from the national grid, as is applicable to the customer's rate and class. And JPS will purchase the customer's excess electricity at the short-run avoided cost of generation. In light of the advantages to be gained and savings reaped from net billing, Mr. Paulwell says the government is actively exploring the option of having more schools outfitted with solar energy systems.
We are very pleased also that we are involved in the schools. Right now, Cabinet has given approval for 14 schools in Jamaica to be outfitted with solar photovoltaic panels. And we are hoping that those schools can come off the grid and in fact sell some to the grid eventually.
For more information on the net billing system and how you can get your net billing license, contact the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining at 929-8990-9 or visit mstem.gov.jm. You can also contact the Office of Utilities Regulation, the OUR, at 968-6053 or visit our.org.jm. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. For producer Vaughn Davis, I'm Prince Moore with studio engineer Lamoy Hunter, inviting you to tune in again next week for another edition of The Economy and You.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's amnesty, now extended to July 31. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, now extended to July 31. Call 908-4419-24 for details.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.